was delightful, wasn't it?
Good morning. It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news. Welcome, welcome. Gather around, ladies and gentlemen. A Monday installment of...
Not necessarily the news.
Thank you so much. Number one in literally nobody's Spotify Wrapped list this year. Turns out we're not on Spotify.
Oh.
Let's start right
out.
Yeah.
Hey, but we are on Timu or Roku?
Well, right now we're on our Hank Facebook Live, so we welcome all of those. Have fun in the comment section. It's like it's all a little tribe there. Like subreddit.
Our Hankster posse.
And they're all meeting together, very excited,
mm-hmm.
at the wedding. See, it's bringing people together. Bringing people together, too, was last night the Kennedy Center Honors. Now, this is the, it's essentially a Lifetime Achievement Award. And so many over the years have been bestowed this honor. Merle Haggard pops to mind for some reason. That was a notable one. Willie was involved. Willie's young. Well, it was an interesting fever dream when you see the picture of Sylvester Stallone standing next to George Strait, standing next to Kiss, and Gloria Gaynor and Michael Crawford. And then there's Donald Trump in the middle. But yeah, it was King George getting it right there. And some fun and games between the Donald and the King.
Country music legend George Strait.
And they don't give him awards. They give him medals. So he's going to put it around his neck. Well, you know, King George wearing a nice black felt hat, of course. George takes it off. Oh. And
I think if you want to leave it on, you can. I think we can get it through.
Okay.
Oh, he's got good hair.
A little bit.
I'm surprised. Sometimes I take it off and there's not a lot.
There's not a lot.
But Don really is, he's got a man crush on George. Like the last time he was talking, he was good-looking.
How good-looking he is, yeah. So we will, of course, have
MAGA
the Donald on tomorrow, and that will be, that'll be fun. It was tough that Ace Frehley wasn't there, I thought, of Kiss, too, because he just recently, you know, passing away. By the way, also, real quick, because the draw came out, we'll talk about this in next hour. Trump did say that soccer is the real football. So, American football should be renamed. Options at this point, leading are gridiron, pigskin, full contact chess.
MAGA!
So, yeah.
You know, it's never fun when love goes wrong.
Mm.
But having a friend by your side to ease that pain, it's absolutely invaluable. And for Keith Urban, that person is none other than Jennifer Lopez. Apparently, the diva reached out to him
American
when the news broke.
American Idol, right? Connection?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're buddies. They teamed up. They gave out those golden tickets. And as she heard, things were bad with Nicole Kidman. She gave him a call. And she knows about heartburn. Especially after that split from Ben Affleck, the ex-husband number four. Apparently, Keith is being shunned by some folks who are hanging out in Nicole's camp. J-Lo thinks it's horrendous that he's going through all these character attacks. Did not have this on my bingo card.
Yeah, well.
For 2025. Which lends the question, can girls and boys be just friends? I don't know.
Good luck. Good luck. And Godspeed. Just in time for the holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, a couple of downer notes to share. Over the weekend, Tom Hicks, at the age of 79, the Texas businessman, philanthropist, but most notably to many of us, the owner for quite a while of your Texas Rangers and the Dallas Stars. That included the Stanley Cup winning season in 99. Passing away, Jerry Jones and other sports dignitaries certainly sending their condolences over the weekend. Also saw that the Mavericks, the band, and their frontman been dealing with cancer for quite some time, Raul Malo.
Oh, no.
So they had a tribute show Saturday there at the Ryman. And he was unable to attend, unfortunately. And his family says he's in hospice care. So, man, our thoughts with them. What a voice. What a great guy. On the happy side, he turns 100 on Saturday. And Dick Van Dyke says, I'm doing good. I'm doing fine. Don't worry. We got this. All right. Okay.
6 days?
Well, I wouldn't put a counter on it. You're fine, Dick. You got it. Go get him. Rob Petrie.
Everyone getting married these days.
It seems.
Yeah. The latest save the date. You can expect that from Cher.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to be the case. It should be because
I love her spirit, though.
Y'all know how to party.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's set to tie the knot with her longtime boyfriend, Alexander Edwards. Where does the diva wants to make it official? Just in time for her 80th birthday. Lucky groom is just 39.
Okay.
The perfect time. I think we can all agree on that. They're ready to commit. And age is just a number. Just ask Dick Van Dyke.
Do you think he knew who, like, Sonny Bono was before he met her?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Go get him. I'm crashing
Greg her
wedding.
Allman?
I'm going to crash Cher's wedding. Certainly, it's got to be room.
I'm going to wear a feather headdress.
What is it, like at the Radisson? Landman. So, Landman, I think it was episode 3 last night. Funeral scenes just right up the road. No spoilers.
Sorry.
But the spoiler is, get ready for a season 3. Already renewed, green lits. Billy Bob and company. Sam, they get to stay around the area a little longer. Man, they're using a lot of locations. Also, box office-wise, saw it opening night. Five Nights at Freddy's 2, number one. Beat out Zootopia 2 and Wicked.
Look what you did.
There it is, right there. Well, Mom and Dad paid for it.
Love you, Mom and Dad. Mrs. Buckner. So the River Ranch Dockyards, home to some very fancy appetizers, as we're all going to find out on December 27th at the reception of one KB and L. But do beware. I just want to let this know. I'm not going to call the manager, but I am going to put out an alert because everyone is invited. Does that include Joey Chestnut? Because he's now the official 2025 Ale Emporium Hermanaki Wing Eating Champion.
Wow.
He downed 242 of them in 10 minutes. Which, quite frankly, I don't know that seems all that difficult.
I don't know how he does that. I don't know how he does this. I want him at the wedding.
I know.
We would encourage this. And he has to show us how he does it.
And there's no reason not to come because I don't know where he lives. I think it's somewhere on the East Coast. He won $1,500. Plenty of money for airfare.
Joey!
You can stay on KB's futon with you.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
That's right. And then speaking of binging and whatnot, congratulations. They're the inspiration, essentially, behind Five Nights at Freddy's, Chuck E. Cheese. They have released a Christmas special online. Because it's either that or just focus on pizza. So, you know.